Michael Therrien, when he was here with the Penguins, laid the foundation for what turned out to be a Stanley Cup champion in 2009, and hopefully will be a deep run into the playoffs this year. He joins me now on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm good. Thank you.
I appreciate you taking a few minutes. You've been through these playoff runs. You know the excitement in the city going into this series against Tampa Bay. Your first glance on how the Penguins match up against Tampa Bay.
Well, first of all, this is going to be probably the best matchup of the first round, especially on the Eastern Conference. I believe the Penguins got a good chance to win the series. Their foundation are really solid this year. And when I'm talking about their foundation, I'm talking about their defensive side of the game. Marc-Andre Fleury has been the player of the year for them. I like Forder's defensemen. They're really solid with Orpik, Letang, and Martin, and McCallick. I think they got four good defensemen. They don't give up a lot of scoring chances to the other teams. And when they do, Marc-Andre Fleury is doing a fabulous job. Regarding offense, I think we got to give the edge to Tampa Bay. They got some experienced player. They got some guys that could score. So that's why I'm saying, you know, it's not going to be the defensive game and the intensity of the Penguins against the power offensively, the Tampa Bay Lightning, and it should be a great matchup between those two teams.
Mike, I tend to believe that the Penguins have a pretty big advantage in goal with Fleury over Dwayne Rolison, who he's 40 years old. He's played well down the stretch. He did lead Edmonton to the Cup Final in 2006. Can you talk about that matchup and also, you know, go into a little bit of depth about what kind of goaltender Rolison is?
Well, you know, he's like you said, he's got experience. He's not quite sure, I'm sure, if there's going to be another year that he's going to make the playoffs, because when you're getting 39, 40 years old or 41 and you got an opportunity to be there in the playoffs, you got to take full advantage of it. So I'm sure he's going to be really motivated to start the playoffs. When you're looking on the other side, we see Marc-Andre Fleury, who's getting mature. And he's been through a lot of things since he's 18 years old. It takes a lot of experience to his career so far. Won a Stanley Cup. He had some up and downs. But I think right now we just start to see the Marc-Andre Fleury that the people were expecting him. You know, I think all year long, except the first month run, but all year long, he was really solid. And he was the key to the Penguins to win those many games. You know, he always gave them a chance to win those games. They were tight game, and Pittsburgh are capable to play with those tight games. They feel comfortable. They had a lot of confidence in Marc-Andre, and that's why, you know, when you get to the playoffs, if you feel comfortable at playing those tight games during the regular season, this is going to be the same thing in the playoffs.
We're talking to former Penguins coach Mike Therrien here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Mike, the Penguins had the best penalty-killing unit in the league this year, 86.1%. They were very good against Tampa in the four games. Tampa only had two power play goals and 21 chances. Why are the Penguins so good killing penalties? I know your goaltender is your number one penalty killer, but aside from Fleury, why have they been so successful?
Well, like you said, aside from Fleury, you know, he's the number one guy. But one thing for sure, I like the way that they put the pressure. They're all on the same page. You know, you can't have only one guy to put the pressure and the three other guys be patient. So I think right now the coaching staff established a good system to kill penalty. I like the way sometimes they're going to be able to forecheck in the defensive zone. When they put the pressure, they're all on the same page and make it tough to the other teams to get some good scoring chance and some good shots. So you're looking at the unit out there, they're doing a fabulous job.
We're talking to former Penguins coach Michael Therrien here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Mike, you look at the Tampa Bay Lightning's top-end talent. Talk about those goal scorers, starting with St. Louis, Stamkos, LeCavalier. And I know you know for a fact when you were here, Simone Gagné did some damage against the Penguins.
Yeah, you're right. You know, you're looking there. You can't forget Ryan Malone, too.
Yeah, there you go. I'm forgetting a guy that I shouldn't forget. Certainly, I don't know that the Penguins have ever replaced him since he left here as a net front presence. Just talk about that high-end talent that they have.
No, they're able to put three lines together who any given night could hurt you. So they got a lot of depth offensively. Their weaknesses, we all know, it's like I think their defense, they're not as mature playing the game like probably Pittsburgh are doing. But offensively, one thing for sure, if the Penguins wants to go, if they want to match up offense against offense, I think they'll finish second. I don't think this is going to be their philosophy. They got to make sure they're going to take the time and space and to those players who's got the high skill offensively. Don't give them too much room. So I think we're going to see a really intense forecheck in all three zones from Pittsburgh, because they don't want to give Stamkos a lot of chance, not a scoring chance, or put him in a good position to shoot the puck. And I think the heart of the Tampa Bay Lightning has got to be Martin Saint-Louis. That guy impressed me, Ron. I think when he's 40, 34, 35, 36 years old, something like that. And year after year, this kid, you know, he's a warrior. Every year he's there. He's been the heart of the Tampa Bay Lightning, and he's going to be a dangerous guy to take care of. But if you focus only on St. Louis and Stanko, but they got LeCavalier, they got Malone, they got a lot of tools offensively to hurt any teams.
Mike, let's talk about the Penguins and where the goal scoring might come from them. It's been well documented. James Neal has one goal in 20 games since the trade. What has he shown you? Should we be disappointed in his production to this point?
Well, if you're looking at the stats, I'm assuming the Penguins and the management, they were probably expecting more from Neal, but he's bringing the element of physical aspect of the game. But when you give up a Goligoski that has been playing really well in Dallas, pick up a lot of points, they're playing really well on the power play, I'm sure they were they wish that James Neal would bring a little bit more offense to this game. But sometimes it takes time. Sometimes it takes chemistry. This is a player that, with the year goes on, will be a really good asset to the Penguins. I like his game. But right now he's having a hard time to find the net. And you know what, Ron? There's always a big surprise in the playoffs, some players. And you could see 2 years ago when the Penguins ended up winning the Stanley Cup, who scored the two goals as Maxim Talbot to game on game seven. Nobody was expecting that. So maybe James Neal that will come into the playoffs this year and only have one goal in his last 20 games since he's been with the Penguins. But maybe it'll be the players to could make the difference.
Former Penguins coach Mike Therrien with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Mike now scouting with the Minnesota Wild. Mike, you've seen Alexei Kovalev. His history in the playoffs is very, very good. How much does he have left at age 38?
You know what? He's got the experience. With Kovey, you know, he's got the skills. He's got the tools. I'm sure he's going to be a good asset in the dressing room. He's going to have to be a good leader. Because still the Penguins are still a young team, even if they got some experience in the playoffs. They're going to need his leadership to make sure that the young player is going to show his way. But I like Krunic. I think since he's back from his injury, this is a player that played really well. He's a tough guy to play against. He's going to punish you every time he's got a chance. And he brings the offensive that they were expecting from him. So, you know, I don't mind them. I don't like their line. I don't mind their line offensively, because they can't rely on one or two players. Everybody's got to chip in and make the effort.
Real quickly, Mike, a guy I expect that I think has to score a goal or two is Chris Letang. No goals in 25 games. I know he misses Sidney Crosby, but is it fair to expect him to at least pop one or two in before this series is over?
But one thing, Ron, you know, it's like when Crosby and Malkin, if they're not on your lineup, you got to be careful the way you play. You can't play an open-up game, because there's going to be a lot of team in the league that's going to have more offensively, more power than you. So I think Tanger, with Brooks Orpik's playing against top player, and they do a fabulous job to shut down those guys. For sure, Chris was a good fit with Sidney on the power play. They feed really well each other, so this is where he picked up a lot of his points. And when Sid was on the ice, even 5-on-5, you could see Chris Letang jump as the fourth man offensively on the rush and pick up some good scoring chances. So, but Sid's not there, so he's got to adjust with the teammate that he got. But definitely when Sidney Crosby was on the ice, that was a great chemistry between those two.
Mike, your gut feeling, do you think we're going to see Sid in this series?
I'll be surprised. You know, it's like the one thing when that I'm really cautious with Sid, and you know how much I like Sid, and I want him to be successful. I coached that kid when he started to be 18 years old. I'm looking at this career run, and for me, it's not a matter of coming back in a week or two. This is important because this Sidney Crosby will be able to dominate in the league the next 10 years. So that's the way he's got to think, and that's the way the Penguins got to think too. You know, so you got to be cautious. But if he's ready, I don't mind it. But he's got to be more than ready to jump in the playoffs and make sure, because I'm sure the Penguins organization would like to make sure that Sidney Crosby will dominate the league in the next 10 years, especially this year, the way he was playing, Grant. It was unbelievable. It's like I saw that guy playing junior. He was ahead of everyone. And this year, the game seems so slow for him. He's a speed ahead. He's thinking one step ahead of everyone. And it's I'm very sad that what happened to him, and because probably, you know, that was going to be his best year. He's capable to make plays, got confident to score goals. You know, it's like he's good both ways of the ice. You know, he starts to maturing. And I'm thinking about the long term on Sid, and I just want to make sure that when he's going to come back.
Mike Tarrion.
Sure that
Mike Tarrion, I appreciate you joining me today. I know you're going to be coaching in the league again next season somewhere. I wish you the best of luck, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again down the road in the playoffs a little bit later on.
Anytime, Ron.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Michael Tarrion, former coach of the Penguins.